and the grown-ups who care for them. Safety, smart safety, smart safety, smart safety, smart safety, smart. A word to parents and guardians, as we all know, good parents do everything possible to protect their children. That includes protecting them from sexual abuse. Experts estimate that at least 10% of children are sexually abused before they are 18 years old. In some places, it may be much higher than 10%. Children can't protect themselves from abusers. They need to be protected by their parents and by other responsible adults. But there are some lessons we can teach our children to help them stay safe. Parts are called. Parts, or touches them in some other way that makes them upset, confused, or uncomfortable. Anyone does something that makes them feel scared or uncomfortable. Touching. Most children who are abused never tell anyone. They are too afraid of being hurt by the abuser, or of being blamed by their parents. They are often worried about how upset others will be. They may be too ashamed or embarrassed. A child might even be tricked by an abuser into believing that the child is at fault. Every child needs to learn what to do if they are in danger from an abuser. Keep in mind that most abusers are not strangers. They might even be family members, older or larger children, or people whose jobs include supervising children. Please sit down with your young child and read this book with them. Encourage them to color the pictures, ask questions about the lessons, and understand why it is so important to be safe. Above all, assure them that you love them and that you know it is your responsibility to protect them. They should understand that it is always safe to talk to you. If your children are ever touched in a bad way, they need to know that you will take them seriously and won't blame them for it and will help them. Finally, please take a look at the last few pages of this book to find more information for parents and guardians. This book is about you. There is something very special that is yours. Read this book with your mom or dad. Ask them questions as you go through the book. Your body. You have your very own body. Animals have bodies too. They are all different. Your body has many parts. Each part is special. Some parts are private. Do you know the names of the private parts? There is a rule about private parts. No one else should touch private parts, except to keep us clean or healthy. But it is never a secret. It is okay to tell someone. When we're little, we might need help to keep us clean. We might need help with a bath or shower. We might need help after we use the bathroom. That's okay. But it is never a secret. Sometimes a doctor or nurse might touch our private parts if they hurt or when we get a checkup. That's okay too. Some touches are good, like when we pet a nice dog, or when friends give each other a high five. But some touches are bad, like when someone hits someone else. Bad touches might make you feel sad, or mad, or scared, or confused. If someone touches your private parts, or touches you in some other way that you do not like, you should tell them to stop. Even if they are bigger than you. Stop. Don't touch me there. Even if they are grown up. Even if you know them. Even if they look and act friendly or nice. If someone touches your private parts, or hurts you, or touches you in some other way that you do not like, it might make you feel bad. Or mad or sad or scared or confused. Have you ever felt mad, or sad, or scared, or confused. Feeling bad is not fun, is it? Safety smart, but if it happens, you can feel better. Be safety smart. Tell a grown-up who you trust. Don't keep it secret. Safety smart kids know that if someone tries to touch their private parts, they can tell their parents or another trusted grown-up. A trusted grown-up is anyone who will help you be safe. It could be your mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandparent, teacher, neighbor, a parent of one of your friends, or someone else. Look at the picture on the next page. In the middle, draw a picture of where you live. Can you think of some places near your home where you might find a trusted grown-up? Safety smart. Here is a picture of where I live. Safety smart. You have gone through the whole book. We hope you asked lots of questions. You are now safety smart. My name parent or other trusted person parent or other trusted person parent or other trusted person. Safety smart. After you have colored your safety smart award, show it to your mom or dad. Another word to parents and guardians, we hope that you and your child had a good talk as you read this book together. Please cut out the safety smart award after your child has colored it, and after it has been signed by you, your child, and any other trusted person who helps your child to feel safe. Show your child how proud you are of them. Display the Safety Smart Award in the child's room, or in some other place where it will help you to remind your child about the important lessons in this book. Talking about these lessons every now and then will help your child to remember them. It may also help you and your child to talk more comfortably about safety as they grow older. We encourage you to learn more about how to keep your child and all children safe from being sexually abused. Please visit our website at www.ecu.edu/teddybear. You will find many videos, web links, downloads, and other resources. You can even download more copies of this book to read with other children. If you or another adult would also like to sign up for our free training session, Stewards of Children, you can do so online or by calling us at 252-744-8334. If you ever suspect that any child is being abused in any way, remember that all adults in North Carolina are required by law to report suspected abuse to the Child Protective Services office at their County Department of Social Services. You can also call the police or sheriff. They will keep your identity confidential. You might make a big difference in the life of an abused child. You might also help other children who are being hurt by the same abuser, or who would be hurt in the future if you didn't make that phone call. Thank you for reading this book with your Safety Smart child, and for caring about keeping every child safe. There is more information for parents and guardians on the following pages. *Editor note, this applies to nearly all countries and states. More things that parents should know. MYTH, child sexual abuse is so terrible that an abused child will probably ask an adult for help. Fact, most abused children are too afraid to tell, or are ashamed or embarrassed. Children also worry about not being believed, and about what the disclosure of abuse may do to their families. Also, children are often carefully manipulated by their abusers to keep the abuse secret. Myth: a child's parents, doctor, or teacher will probably notice physical signs of sexual abuse. Fact: Most sexually abused children have no obvious physical signs. Most abused kids who get help tell a trusted adult. The adult should then contact the police, sheriff, or county department of social services, who are trained in how best to investigate possible child abuse. How can I help schools, churches, clubs, and other organizations to be safer? All adults who supervise children need to be aware of the danger of sexual abuse and take steps to reduce the risk. It is important for all organizations to are allowed to work with children. This should include criminal background checks, sex offender registry checks, interviews, and references. More than one adult present. Groups or in one-on-one situations can be easily seen and interrupted by others. Staff and volunteers know how to spot possible child abuse and what to do if they suspect it. What should I do if a child tells me that he or she is being abused? It takes a lot of courage for a child to tell an adult about abuse, even if the adult is a parent or other trusted person. When it happens, the adult should shock, panic, or anger. Show only concern for the child. Tell me more and what happened then? Not to contaminate the child's memory of events. Are not to blame for the abuse and that you will help. The child said, then call the county department of social services, the police, or the sheriff. What are some signs of possible child sexual abuse? Few sexually abused children have obvious physical signs, but they may have behavioral signs. Possible physical and behavioral signs include recurring problems on or near the genitals or anus, with a particular person, or going to a particular place, especially if the child will be left there. Associated with the child's genitals. To pornography, or to adult sexual behavior or conversation. Low self-esteem or sudden and unexplained changes in personality or behavior. Did you know? Child sexual abuse is often carefully planned. An abuser may spend weeks or months grooming a child for abuse through gift-giving and other special attention. My name is __, and this is my Safety Smart book. It was given to me by who I can always talk to and who I can trust to keep me safe. CloudLink Academy, China, Xian, Jerry Deng.